Mike, one of the things that Jay was asked about a couple of times is about different game plans, being more conservative, perhaps sometimes going down the field sometimes. Do you ever have to talk to him and say, notch it down a little bit, you know, or that competitiveness might be going a little bit full speed?
Well, it's not necessary. I always ask that at halftime during the game, you know, it must be a much more conservative game plan. That's not necessarily true. You know, it all depends on what they're doing defensively. You've got to make the right decisions. Professional football teams are very smart. You know, there's a number of things that you can do to make an offense move methodically down the field if they've got the patience. And if they don't have the patience, then you make mistakes. So it's not a conservative game plan as much as it is what are they doing defensively. And the person has to have the discipline to take advantage of what the defenses are giving them instead of forcing the ball downfield. That was easy. That's it.
What situation with Jeff Arroyo, Young, Acubon, do you expect them to practice today or to go as far as say, will they even play this week?
Usually I don't share that with you guys, obviously, but since you guys have been such a good group of guys here lately, I'll. Yeah. Selvin Young will be out, and so will Tony. But great things. Both guys will be ready for the Monday night game, so that's a good sign. And Eddie Royal's got a little bone bruise. He should, you know, a little sore right now. He should be ready to go. Probably start practicing tomorrow. Ebenezer, we'll keep him out today, practice, but should be ready to go. You guys have been so nice. I thought I'd just share that with you. You personally have been very nice, so. Since you asked that question, that's all right. Well, you've been nice, you know.
Mike, I know after this Sunday, half your home schedule will be over. And I know you've talked about
it. 1-4 would have been a lot different, I guarantee you that.
Part of the reason you're 4-1 is because you've been very good at home. Can you kind of talk a little bit about, I know that's something you said you wanted to improve on from 06 to 07, but come, you know, this time next week, you're going to have twice as many games on the road. Can you kind of talk about the way you've been able to play as well as you have at home, especially in tight games?
Now, first of all, it's not twice as many games on the road. After our bye week, we've got 5 on the road. We've got 4 at home. Now, that's natural. I mean, that's part of the National Football League. It's 8-8, and we've always been good at home. We've got a great crowd that helps us with crowd noise. It was very indicative of versus Tampa Bay. That was a big plus with a couple checkoffs that they couldn't make. We got a couple big plays with our crowd. So hopefully our crowd's into it, just like they were against Tampa Bay, and we can take advantage of that home field advantage.
What about Jacksonville concerns you the most?
You know, they've been pretty consistent over the last, you know, 5 years. You know, they've been in the top 5 defensively, very physical football team. They've been a team that has been running the ball exceptionally well. Last year they were 2nd in the NFL, you know, rushing offense. Against Indy, they had the ball for almost 42 minutes compared to 18 minutes for Indy. You know, they controlled the tempo of the game. Last year against us, I think they had it for 3.5 minutes. And so, you know, they know how to win. They've been very consistent, being 11-5 last year, beating Pittsburgh on the road, playing New England very well at their place, and they've got the same football team basically back. So, you know, our hands are full, but we're looking forward to the contest. You know, they manhandled us last year.
Taylor and Jones-Drew had over 100 yard leads against the Colts last week. They didn't combine for 40 yards. Do you think they're having difficulty finding consistency in that running game?
Well, I think they went against an excellent defense, 2 of them. Take a look at Pittsburgh. You take a look at Tennessee, 2 great defensive football teams. And Indy, obviously, they had 240-something yards. So, you know, we're challenged. We've given up a number of big plays with a rushing defense. It's a challenge to our team. I know they're going to come in here and run the football just like they did last year, and be a great challenge to our defense to slow them down.
Mike, you mentioned they manhandled you. That means you out-physicaled you guys? Is that what you're getting at last year? And how do you change
I'd say that'd be pretty close, manhandled, out-physical. Well, what you got to do is you've got to stop the run. You know, they're a good rushing offensive football team. They were 2nd in the National Football League, and so you got to play better. We know they're going to run it just like they did against Indy, and some teams have been able to slow them down. Other teams haven't. So we'll find out what we can do after the game. Talk is cheap. We'll see what we can do.
Is there anything special about Garrard? What makes him special?
No, I just think he can make plays. You know, he's got a very exceptional arm, very strong, can make every throw off balance. I bet you can throw it probably 50, 60 yards from his knees. That's the type of arm strength he has. And he can make plays with his legs. You know, when you watch the Pittsburgh game last year, the playoffs, you know, he won the football game scrambling in that last quarter, making some plays that most guys can't make. So not only do you have to stop the running game, but when they do throw the ball, you can't have him make a bunch of big plays with his feet. And that's why they had the year that they've had. Yeah, you don't get caught up into that too much. I mean, if you take a look at Tennessee, you take a look at Buffalo, you take a look at who else did they play that they lost to that they're ahead?
Pittsburgh.
You know, two out of those three, they're ahead in the fourth quarter. You know, obviously those team, all three of those teams leading the division. So, I mean, we know they're a good football team. The average fan looks at it and they say they see a 2-3 record. They don't see the football team, but that's usually indicative of, you know, most people. You're looking at the record and not how they've been playing. And our football team's well aware of that, and we'll be ready to play.
Could you mention how much nicer it is when it's 20 or whatever? Have you been impressed with the veteran leadership so far with this team in terms of keeping the young guys kind of
intact? That's not a surprise, is it? It's always a little bit better when you're winning than losing. Yeah, it's always nice. You know, these players know that this is a week by week business. You know, there's, you know, we've been through so many scenarios. Teams that, you know, started out 0-3, 0-4, or 4-0. All the scenarios that occur. Sometimes it's injury. Sometimes it's just a mental state of the football team. But that's what we try to do. You know, we don't get caught up in the record. We try to go out there each day and improve. And we really don't care what people say about us because we understand it's what we do the next week or that day that really counts, you know, in preparation for the upcoming game. And I think our football team is mature enough to understand that you got a chance to be successful if you take care of business on a day-to-day basis, and especially when you got younger guys, people bragging on you or they're ridiculing you, whatever the situation may be. You know, you got to really stay focused on your job at hand and still have confidence in yourself when things are going bad or when things are going good. Don't believe all the stuff they're saying, because what's made you successful is your hard work.
And you said you think those younger players already have that maturity, not necessarily
coming from the definition? Well, you really don't know. I'll tell you, as time goes on, you don't know until the end of the season. You take each game for what it is. And for me to say that and all of a sudden play poorly on Sunday, you just don't know. I mean, we talked about the hole that we were going to go into when we went to Kansas City. And, you know, this is a National Football League. If you're not ready to play or don't play at a certain level, you're going to get embarrassed. And it's not going to change. That's the nature of this league. People play with a lot of pride, and they're going to give you everything they got, regardless of their record. And sometimes it's even worse when they do have a bad record, because the intensity level is that much more. Well, first of all, I don't get mad very often. If I ever get mad at somebody, it's for a very strong reason, because you guys have seen me through the years. I don't throw many players under the bus. If I do, that means it's usually regards to poor preparation, very poor. And when I do that, I make a statement, not to that player, but to the rest of the team, that it won't be tolerated.